Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly agricultural history update. We're joined by David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, last month, Corey Brown wrote an article on the New Food Economy website in which she, as a native Kansan, wrote that rural Kansas is dying and that she drove 1,800 miles to find out why. Essentially, she returned back to her native state and found that the broken promises of commodity agriculture have, according to her, destroyed a way of life. With that article, I'm curious as to your thoughts.
I think all of us living in rural places understand the risks and hazards and tensions around commodity agriculture, not just on the economic side or the tech side, but also the environmental side. And so I understand the article in that context, but actually she's drawing on a much larger history of concern about rural Americans and rural life that is very much a part of agricultural history in this country. And what I like to do is sort of talk about the connections back to the 1908-1909. President Teddy Roosevelt established a commission on country life. Most historians call it the Country Life Commission, where the main goal of this commission was to safeguard the rights of the farmer and American agriculture as a public good.
And Dr. Vail, drill down into that just a little bit more. Can you give us some specifics on that Country Life Commission's goals and some of their recommendations and even how that impacts us today?
So most of us know Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican who was very much about conservation. And so he was envisioning a conservation of rural life, essentially. That's how a lot of historians would view it. They also view it as controversial, this commission. And so essentially what the commission was trying to do was that it was trying to establish a campaign for rural progress, which included one of the commission's recommendations, for example, included a nationalization of extension, cooperative extension, and experiment station research. It was also about trying to embrace a rural way of life. The main members of the commission included Kenyon Butterfield, who most of us would think of him as the father of rural sociology and, to an extent, agricultural economics. Gifford Pinchot was the chief forester of the United States, really well known in conservation circles for the greatest good, for the greatest number, for the longest amount of time. That idea, so Pinchot was also on the committee. And we had Uncle Henry Wallace, who is the editor of Wallace's Farmer. And so those are some of the members of this commission. Liberty Hyde Bailey was probably the most famous one coming in, and he was a Cornell University professor who was all about re-ruralizing the country. But all of them and the commission generally, their recommendations was all about trying to figure out how to campaign for a rural America again and dealing with a lot of the same tensions that this article and others today are sort of still trying to address.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly agricultural history update. We're once again joined by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, how does this history inform us on our ongoing rural challenges that even we face on a daily basis?
That's a really good question, because I think it's always important to figure out the takeaways from this historical sense. And one of the takeaways that I have, you know, the tensions between urban development and rural development, or the issues that Corey Brown's talking about in commodity agriculture, essentially this history for us, I think, helps us understand the importance of local and regional voices and leadership at the local and regional level. I think it also helps us better understand interconnections, especially when we're talking about commodity agriculture today. We live in a world of interconnections, environmentally, economically, technology-based. And so having a sense of this longer history and attempts to address these challenges and opportunities maybe, I think, will help us go forward in addressing where these tensions are today.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What's going on this month in agricultural history?
Well, most of us who live in Nebraska know that in May of 1862, the Homestead Act was passed by Abraham Lincoln. in the upswing of the Civil War, so sort of right in this brutal part of the Civil War, and essentially it established a small farmer middle class that he hoped and others would hope would sustain a democratic society, but it also opened up the American West to settlement in very amazing ways, but also very controversial ways. And so there's a great book out there I would recommend if you want to know more about this. It was recently published called Homesteading the Plains by the Center for Great Plains Studies. It's a fantastic book that addresses all of these things.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, once again joining us for our monthly Agricultural History Update. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.